And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee.
Right now, they are popping pills at Pfizer that Bobby Kennedy might run the FDA and the CDC, everybody. Right now, the warmongers in D.C. are shaking, they're trembling like a leaf, that Tulsi Gabbard might go in and expose the fraud of us sending $200 billion to Ukraine while our border remains wide open. The government gangsters, as Cash Patel would put it, that have robbed us blind, they're starting to get really nervous saying, is Elon Musk really going to come in and look at our budgets? Oh, you better believe Elon Musk is going to come in and look at your budgets. The Department of Government Efficiency czar.
Well, when the enemy starts to go into panic mode, they work together to attack their opponent using the demonic rules. Accuse the person of the crime you are committing so that no one knows or suspects you are the one who's actually committing that crime. Oh, but that isn't working. Nazi tactics aren't working. Slander and so much more. So much truth was flowing from the Georgia gathering with President Trump and friends. We will look at that and so much more today, folks. It's exciting. What a great day to be alive. Here we go.
Donald Trump has always loved this country.
I would love and I would dedicate my life to this country. This country with the proper leadership can go on to become what it once was.
He's always put us first.
I think people are tired of seeing the United States ripped off. That's why it bothers me so much that when we give this kind of money to the wealthiest countries in the world, and yet for our own people, the homeless, the sick, the poor, the farmers, who are really going through hell right now, those people were not helping.
Donald Trump has always been there for America.
Somebody has to help this country. If it were me, that'd be fine. I could do it.
How would you like to be remembered?
Well, as somebody that's contributed something to the United States.
Donald Trump has always fought for America. And he always will.
What a great commercial and spot to bring us down to understand the man, the myth, the legend, President Trump. We don't worship him. We just feel like the Heavenly Father sent him for such a time as this to heal our land. It's been amazing to watch. It's a biblical time, that's for sure. Amazing time. Many are waking up to the lies that we've been told from the politicians, the lies that have been told behind the pulpits. Remember all the things that happened to us since COVID. The wake-up call. How many of you guys were just asleep and then all of a sudden COVID hit and you started wondering what in the world is going on with our government? Are we being lied to and more? And since then, we've had a true awakening to all that's going on. And if you look at the Georgia rally recently, check out the number of people from this angle, if you're looking at your screen, that showed up for that. Just like a huge, huge packed place. And here's a different angle for you. You can see the numbers all the way up to the rafters, the top. Just absolutely blows you away that we've gotten to this moment where Americans are packed in like sardines into a place to shout for the future of our country. Not at WWE, not at NASCAR, not at a football game, but for the future president of the United States. And this battle's not done. We're continuing each day to figure this out and trying to let everybody know what we think is going on and how this might be playing out for all. But in the midst of all of this, you think it's just a celebration for one man. Look what happens as they open up in the Lord's Prayer.
Which art in heaven, come on everybody, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing to have the Lord's Prayer played in that event area. And, you know, just kind of had a reminder. I had this set up, and I wasn't going to share it. I don't really share it much anymore, but I've got my book, Beyond the Microphone. I think it's $6 now. You go to amwayknow.com, you'll grab it. And I have a special chapter in there about when I had the Lord's Prayer in one of my dreams and what happened in that particular moment. I think many of you enjoy that if you haven't heard about that yet. So Insurrection Barbie showed us that LA Times won't endorse Kamala Harris. Teamsters won't endorse Harris. Firefighters Union won't endorse Harris. Border Patrol Union endorsed Donald Trump. The Fraternal Order of Police endorsed Donald Trump. Seems like the only people who endorse Kamala Harris are Liz and Dick Cheney and Putin. I'm not a political strategist or anything, but to me it would seem that her campaign is hanging on by a thread. Same time, we see this from the New Republic. Trump cancels all his events in favor of one of the worst people ever. That's for Joe Rogan, right? Interesting, because liberals think that Dick and Liz Cheney, Bill Kristol, and George W. Bush are honorable and moral patriots, while Joe Rogan is one of the worst people ever due to all the wars, torture programs, illegal domestic spying, kidnapping, coups, and mass murder Rogan implemented, right? Yeah. No, that's what they implemented. That's a good point for all of us to remember on that note. And also, the swing states, remember, we're looking at this. Arizona's 68% to Harris's 32%. This is according to Polymarket. Georgia's 64%, Harris's 36%. Pennsylvania, 59% Trump, 41% Harris. Michigan, 55-45. That's Trump up. Wisconsin, Trump's up 54-46. And Nevada's up, Trump's up 51-49. And so I wanted to hear these remarks real quick.
Most unfit vice president in the history of our country. No one respects her. No one trusts her. No one takes her seriously. This is a woman who took yesterday off. How do you take yesterday off? You got 13 days. You're running for the presidency. She takes her time off. I've gone 52 days in a row, and I'm not taking any days off, that I can tell you. No, but she's, think of that. She's taking days off at levels not seen. I hear she's taking another one tomorrow or something. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Maybe she knows something we don't know. That's bad, right? Maybe she knows something we don't know. Does everybody understand that? Maybe.
Does anybody understand that? Maybe she knows. Maybe. He's sitting hinting on something. What do you guys think in the below this video? Let us know in the comments. There's many folks speculating on how what he's talking about. Could it be that she's exposed to be with the Diddy stuff and has to remove herself from running, and then somebody else has to step in? Oh, yeah, that'd be interesting. Or maybe they're trying to hide her because they realize she's losing tremendously and nothing's gonna good coming from her campaign, and they have to figure out what to do. But in the meantime, while they're in panic mode, of course, Kamala has to come out. And she's invoking Adolf Hitler for President Trump. Here you go.
So yesterday we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him.
You read that script there, you traitor to this country. You read that script, the one who put everybody behind bars. You read that script, the one who opened up the borders so that our country can be demolished. You go ahead there, cocaine-ridden person.
He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally.
So listen to that four-star general, yeah, the one that everybody believes is just somebody we should trust. That all the words that come out of his mouth must be true because he's a four-star general.
One that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States.
Even though you broke the law, Obama broke the law, Bush broke the law, Obama broke the law, the Clintons broke the law, but the one person that didn't break the law, that's who you accuse.
In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within.
He didn't call his fellow Americans the enemy from within. He called you, the folks that are the deep state, the evil ones that infiltrated our government and are running slaves of all of us, taxing us to death and more. Those are the ones that are enemy from within.
And even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens.
No, not after American citizens. The military would be used properly in the rule of law to go after those that committed treason. It'll be done right, finally, to remove this cancer from our country.
And let's be clear about who he considers to be the enemy from within. Anyone who refuses to bend a knee or dares to criticize him would qualify, in his mind, as the enemy within, like judges, like journalists, like nonpartisan election officials.
So all those people that went to Epstein Island, all those people that hung out at the P. Diddy parties, all those ones with things to hide from Hollywood and the elite, the billionaires that did all these terrible things to children, those are the ones that he's allowed to go after. But you're not going to tell him that, are you? Because you're doing all you can according to the bidding of these billionaires that are trying to hide their crimes. They're using everything they can to say, enough, enough, emergency, emergency, we can't lose. Because if President Trump gets in, we will fall apart.
It is deeply troubling and incredibly dangerous that Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans. All of this is further evidence for the American people of who Donald Trump really is.
Who is he? I mean, we've only known him for what, since 2000? I don't know. No, how about 1980s? We've known him since the 1990s. We've known him in the 2000s. We've known him, many have known him from the Celebrity Apprentice, The Apprentice, and more. And then he shows up and he does his rallies, and then we watch all of our lives completely change. We watch jobs come back to our country. We watch a border wall go up. We watch him finally force NATO to get other countries to pay the money that's due them. We get out of all these stupid climate change things that steal money from our pockets. And he does what's best for America. But nope, he's the bad guy. He's the one that prevented us from war. He's the one that went to the DMZ in North Korea, shook hands and said, enough already. Yeah, that guy. The one who brings peace. That guy, the evil one, right, that they call him. They always tell you what they're up to. And Obama, of course, said, remember, I don't understand how we got so toxic, so divided, and so bitter.
I don't understand how we got so toxic and just so divided and so bitter. And
Then 24 hours later, after he says that, Trump is Hitler.
That he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had.
Oh, he will use the military to kill the U.S. citizens. That's how we got so toxic, so divided, and so bitter, because of idiots like you who were planted by the communists to take over and ruin this country because you're evil and you know it, and they're playing their evil games. And so, folks, you know, we need protection in so many ways, but here's another way to protect you, especially when it comes to EMF. Folks, you're having trouble sleeping, you're having some headaches and some more things going on with you physically in your body, you don't know what's going on, you probably something with your cell phones or Wi-Fi or other electronic devices like 5G causing you problems. Well, there's a product from Fix the World Morocco that will help you out. They have devices that have composites of shungite, steel, iron oxide, and brass powders all encased in an epoxy resin. When the resin cures, it creates a piezoelectric effect that emits a field of healthy life-preserving energy called orgone. Well, this energy field was discovered, studied by late scientist Dr. Reich, and there are fascinating studies around orgone energy that were included in the research documentation section of their website. Well, When used in your environment, the devices they created transform the harmful energy given off by electromagnetic frequencies, or EMFs, that come from 5G, your cell phones, Wi-Fi, electronic devices, into healthy, life-preserving energy. Many people have become sensitive to EMFs, which can cause a number of health issues. You got to use these products in your environment. They can protect you from EMF toxicity and help to restore a harmonious environment that aids in better health and well-being. We've got it. Folks, I'm sleeping better. I used to have pain in the middle top part of my head. It's gone since I received these products. I have them on my phone. I have them all over my house now. It is helping me so much with pain relief, growth in plants. It actually helps with food preservation, better mental clarity, and overall calming effect. Go in the description box below, ftwproject.com/REF/532. I know that's a lot to say, but just go below this video, below the podcast, click on that link, and order your products today, folks. You will not be disappointed.
He says Donald Trump fits the definition of a fascist. He says that Donald Trump praised Adolf Hitler, demeaned American war heroes, calls Donald Trump a man who would govern like a dictator if allowed.
Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, John Kelly, is making headlines for calling his former boss a fascist and suggesting that he praised Adolf Hitler.
His longest-serving chief of staff, John Kelly, delivering a dire warning about a possible second Trump presidency in a series of interviews with the New York Times. When asked whether he thinks Mr. Trump is a fascist...
He's certainly an authoritarian, admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, for sure.
Kelly says he was motivated to speak out following Mr. Trump's comments about using the military against domestic political opponents, who the former president calls the enemy within.
Claimed that during a private conversation while in office, Trump said, quote, "I need the kind of generals Hitler had, people who were totally loyal to him."
So they got their 4 a.m. talking points, and they said, we need to go on the attack mode. It's not looking good for us. These early voting deals are really having an impact on us, folks. I don't know what's going on, but get them out there now. Send the panic attack Democrat playbook for the next 14 days, says John Lefevre. He says, in the absence of a real October surprise, they will just make stuff up. Way more than they have been. Legacy outlets with some provenance that have turned fanatical, like The Atlantic, will run outrageously false, disparaging stories about Trump, Vance, Elon. They'll get called out and fact-checked and embarrassed on X, the only platform that holds journalists accountable. Corporate media will run the stories as reported by, thus insinuating that themselves from accountability, insulating themselves from accountability or accusations of spreading fake news. They'll count on more people seeing the defamatory story than seeing the correction and thinking, oh, it's from The Atlantic. I've known them for 30 years. Must be credible. Must be true. That's why X is more important than ever, to get the truth out. You look at that screen on your right from Ben Garrison. Remember the deep state, CIA, NSA. What do you think you're doing? Trump's draining swamp, and these folks are having a difficult time. And of course, you head on over to other news sources, and you'll join this one because this Russiagate conspirator, remember former CIA director and Hunter laptop hoaxer John Brennan, he wants to know why Americans, he's disgusted because Americans aren't falling for the latest talking points.
This is not surprising at all. We have seen this continuous pattern over the course of many years of Donald Trump endorsing individuals such as a Hitler, disparaging the U.S. military, advocating for fascism, which is what John Kelly said, that he is fascist. And just like Mark Milley, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who said that Donald Trump is fascist to the core, it just demonstrates that Donald Trump is not interested in promoting our democratic system and our values as Americans. And so therefore, I find it absurd and appalling that so many Americans are willing to just dismiss these comments. And the undecided voters that are still out there, I think they really need to take this into account when you have individuals such as John Kelly and Mark Milley saying this about Donald Trump. Is this the country that you want your children and grandchildren to grow up in? I certainly hope not.
You hear him? He said the undecided voters need to really pay attention to this. Oh, he kind of messed up there and let us know what they're up to. We need to get this into the minds of the people. Hurry up. there's undecided voters and they're trying to make a decision, but they're watching too many Charlie Kirk videos with these people on college campuses. They're watching too many of these guys on X. They're getting information out. We've got to get the undecided voters. Show them that Trump loves Hitler. If we use that word Hitler and combine those with some other issues, like later on I'm going to show you this, where they're trying to say that Trump grabbed another woman 30-something years ago. Oh, yeah, they had to throw that one out at the same time, too. Let's get them out there. We got to get these undecided voters. Help. Let's hear what RFK Jr. said about all these attacks.
Say one other thing. President Harris said today in her post, in her speech, she said that President Trump was going to turn the U.S. military against the American public and use the public to promote his agenda. How many of you think that is true? Well, what's interesting to me is that the Biden-Harris administration has done something 2 weeks ago that has never been done in American history, which is to send exactly lethal force, to send a directive to the Pentagon, changing the law to make it legal for the U.S. military to be used to use lethal force against American citizens on American soil. And technically, now it's legal, the U.S. military, under this directive, it will become legal for the U.S. military to shoot and kill Americans who engage in political protests because they disagree with policies in the White House. I'm not making this up. Any of you can look it up. This is a Democratic initiative. This did not come during the Trump administration. This did not come from Donald Trump. It came from the Democratic Party. And that's why I left the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah. It's getting better. Of course, when it comes to the election, there's going to be an AFCEA Atlanta Homeland Security Conference on Critical Infrastructure, November 6th and 7th, 2024. And check this out. With a large-scale cybersecurity exercise on November 5th, 2024. The day of the election. Why would they do that? It's kind of interesting. Didn't they have a practice for on 9/11? Didn't they tell the air traffic control, we're going to do like a practice as if people are taking over airplanes and, you know, taking hostages and stuff like that? And it caused mass confusion because nobody knew if it was real or not. Remember that? If you guys don't know, go check out a bunch of those 9/11 videos that give out the truth. You're probably not going to find them on YouTube. You'll have to go to other places like BitChute and kind of do your own research. You can't use Google. Anyway, Garland Favorito says, why would anyone want to conduct a cybersecurity exercise on Election Day? The Homeland Security community of vendors, contractors, and government agencies that are coming for a large critical infrastructure conference that includes a tabletop cybersecurity threat exercise on Election Day in Atlanta. Huh, the capital of one of the most hotly contested battleground states in America. It's reminiscent of the NORAD federal agency conducting aero defense exercises while we were attacked on 9/11. There you go. The exercise, sponsored by the Armed Forces Communications and Electronics Association International, begs for specific answers to a variety of serious questions. What remote sites will the exercise access? What federal, state, and local agencies will participate? Whose idea was it to have a cybersecurity threat exercise on Election Day? Who's controlling the cybersecurity threat exercise? Why would key individuals be here instead of monitoring real threats on the very day when we are at the highest risk of attack? Timing decreases the credibility of Homeland Security. That's right. Let's see. What else do we have on that? I had this ready.
Quick update to the Tarrant County story that I posted about yesterday. It looks like we now have more evidence of vote flipping happening in White Settlement, Texas. Thank you to the voters there for recording it. Tarrant County, it's time for some answers.
James Carpenter, I just voted in the White Settlement election. I voted for one president, checked it on the video screen. When I got the paper ballot, it had the other candidate's name on it. Check your paper ballots, everybody.
Thank you, sir. My name is Lucas Clark. I voted here at White Settlement, White Settlement Library in Fort Worth. I was in line for about 45 minutes, and there were two people that came out and said that their ballots were changed. So everybody check, double check your printed out ballots.
Ballots are being changed. Make sure you check your printed ballots after you, you know, do your due diligence. Remember, they're doing all they can to delay the time when the election is actually announced, you know, like 2 weeks in some of the swing states. And so somebody came out there and showed how Taiwan holds their elections, and they're able to count that day.
At a polling station here in New Taipei City, where the polls have closed and the votes are being counted as we speak. The interesting thing about elections here in Taiwan is that there's no absentee voting, so everything is done in person. You can literally see people there where the votes are being put on paper. There's volunteers inside now reciting what those votes are, and the other volunteers are tallying up those votes right now on that whiteboard. Now, you gotta wonder why they do this, right? Well, it's fair, it's safe, and it does protect Taiwan from any sort of interference from China or other players out there. It is an old school way, and certainly maybe not as efficient as some other economies out there, but certainly it's a way that has worked election after election. We've been told we can't go inside because and talk because of all that's going on in there, but here's a sneak peek.
There they are, putting those paper ballots to work, counting those numbers, and making sure that it's done in a secure way. Pretty cool. Here's something for Tucker Carlson on the election analysis.
And so on election day, and I sincerely believe Donald Trump's going to win. And if I thought he was going to lose, I'd be here anyway, by the way. I would. In fact, I would have been here earlier if I thought he was going to lose, just to make the point. I mean it. I don't like people who jump on the winning train, okay? I think Donald Trump's going to win. And not only do I think Donald Trump's going to win, I think that the vibe shift has been so profound. I mean, the numbers suggest he's going to win. He's ahead in all seven battleground states. But much more important, and the early voting seems to be favoring him, but more important even than the conventional political markers is what you smell around you. And it's the return of freedom. It's the return of the country you grew up in, where you could say things like, I like that guy, and maybe you like the other person. That's fine. That was not allowed for 9 years. And it's allowed now. And I think, and it's because of what they did, by the way, they deserve this. But I think the vibe is so strong right now, I don't think we can get away with pretending something else happened. I don't think we can have another 2020 at this point. I just don't. I don't. Where they hid relevant facts from you, they prevented you from knowing about their candidate and then claimed victory with 37 billion votes or whatever they claim he got. That's rigging the election. Period. If the government prevents people from knowing critical information about a candidate, they have rigged the election. And they did that. Period. Oh, you're not allowed to say that. I'm not allowed to say it because it's 100% true. And every person who hears it knows it's true, including the people who did it. I don't think they can do that again. I don't. And I don't think, no matter what they pull 2 weeks from now, 13 days from now, I don't think they can get away with standing up and being like on MSNBC, no, actually, Kamala Harris is a historically popular, it turns out. Woman who's never had a job who can't even pronounce her own first name consistently. That's how false she is. Some woman who grew up in Montreal, Canada is lecturing me about America. Okay. I don't think they can do that because I don't think people are going to sit back and take it. I don't. It's enough. It's enough.
People have had enough. They always have tricks up their sleeve, that's for sure. The McDonald's where Trump served French fries in Pennsylvania has now hired armed guards to protect employees who are being threatened by angry Democrats. These people are the true threats to democracy. That's true. They're going to do all they can to try to keep President Trump from getting into power. You better believe it. Wonder what tricks they might have up their sleeve. You guys, kind of speculations are going on out there. It'd be kind of interesting to see what they're going to pull off next. Of course, I'm going to show you this in a moment where somebody came out, Stacey Williams, and said that President Trump groped her many, many years ago. I'll show you that in a moment. But first, I wanted to get to this, andweknow.com. You know, that's a site that we love here. You can get just about everything that you're looking for our channel on that website, folks, when you go there. It is really, really cool. We had a lot of years to build this site and get it to where it is today. You can use it on your phone, on your computer, and more. And you can find all of our social media on this site. You can find our videos all lined up there ready for you to go. You can look at our AUK merch, join our AUK Fellow program, subscribe to our newsletter with your name and email. You can also see that we have our partners. You know, you say, hey, I was looking for that EMF protection. I remember he said something, but I couldn't remember what video it's on. And you just go to amwino.com, and there it is. Immune Support, LT Pet Club, New Spring Wellness Center. Hope you guys watched that video. Scent Nutrition and others, Brightcore, for you. And also wanted to show you this to make sure you understand that you can find all of our merch at shop.andwino.com. Get ready for the election day by taking 28% off of all statement tees. Plus, you get a free Save America button with any statement tee purchase. Use code VOTE828 and wear your button on election day. It's what, and we have new at AUK mystery tees and sweatshirts for you also. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So we saw this in 2020, same reporters, same publication, same allegations, same timing, same opponent, but different elections. It seems the Democrats have a preferred venue to run their October surprise and a reporter willing to do their bidding. Yeah, that's a model, Stacey Williams, testimony to The Guardian, where she explains how Trump allegedly groped her. Funny how the polls surge for Trump. It looks like an incoming landslide, and then all of a sudden, he's literally Hitler and Epstein put together. Only one side is promising to release the Epstein client list, and that's Donald Trump, RFK Jr., and his allies. Do we have any body language experts out there? Do you believe her? She seems to be constantly looking down and away from the camera, probably because she's reading her lines. Reminder, we know for a fact that Trump was the only person to help lawyers work to catch Epstein and even kicked him out of his club. Check out a few seconds of this.
Late winter, early spring of 93, I was on a walk with Jeffrey from his brownstone on the Upper East Side down Fifth Avenue when Jeffrey looked at me and said, you know, let's go stop by and see Trump.
So she keeps looking down like she's reading. See that? See your eyes? Watch him.
And so we went to Trump Tower and went up the elevator. And moments later, Trump was greeting us and he pulled me into him and started groping me. He put his hands all over my breasts.
And she keeps looking down at that piece of paper probably and reading her lines. And she keeps looking and reading her lines and scratching her neck. And reading her lines and then taking a small break to pretend that she's emotional.
My waist, my butt. And I froze. And I froze because I was so deeply confused about what was happening, because the hands were moving all over me. Yet these two men were like smiling at one another.
Oh my goodness. So where was she 7, 8 years ago? Where was she 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Why all of a sudden are they bringing her to tell us that he groped her, and then we're supposed to just fall in line and believe that? And then, you know, they had to link in old Epstein there. Well, remember when Epstein, the investigation was playing out and they were trying to figure out who was involved with Epstein, the lawyer or whoever this guy is on the right, I'm sorry, I don't know if it's a lawyer or not, but He's explaining how President Trump cooperated with the investigation against Epstein.
The only thing that I can say about President Trump is that he is the only person who, in 2009, when I served a lot of subpoenas on a lot of people, or at least gave notice to some pretty connected people that I was going, that I wanted to talk to them, he is the only person who picked up the phone and said, "Let's just talk. I'll give you as much time as you want. I'll tell you what you need to know," and was very helpful in the information that he gave, and gave no indication whatsoever that he was involved in anything untoward whatsoever, but had good information that checked out and that helped us, sure, and that we didn't have to take a deposition of him.
And that was in 2009?
That was in 2009. So,
do you know if there's any truth to James Patterson's claims that Trump kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago?
I've definitely heard that. Yeah. I definitely heard that. I don't know that it was Trump himself, as opposed to a manager there.
But it's Trump's club, so yeah, people credit him.
Trump, I've heard the rumor that Epstein was kicked out of there for allegedly trying to pick up somebody's daughter or something like that. But I think I did chase that down, sure, as far as I could, and never was able to.
How about that? So he cooperated, but they're going to go out there and say, Epstein, they got to throw Epstein together, you know, at the same time that they're throwing the Hitler out there, the groped stuff that continues to happen for them. So they have to put Hitler and Epstein together in the minds of those brainwashed people who just will hate Trump no matter what, and they'll follow that. And they know that they're feeding off the people that eat off of their plates that they serve to their brainwashed freaks out there. So RFK Jr., Bill Gates indicted in the Netherlands. Check this out.
There was something else, another article about Bill Gates that came out today that said he's just been indicted. He's been indicted in the Netherlands for lying to the public about the COVID vaccine. And he's going to have to go to trial. You think that he wants to go to trial here in the United States of America? You think maybe that's one of the reasons he chose to give $50 million to Kamala Harris?
$50 million to Kamala Harris to try to prevent the truth from coming out about Bill Gates and his plan to depopulate the earth with his vaccines, or the gene therapy injections that have caused so many problems, myocarditis, pericarditis, and so many folks dying suddenly. Young people, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, soccer players, football players, and more, they just drop. And they say, we're not sure how they passed away, but we know why. I mean, therefore, I am said this, India population's $1.5 billion. Or 1.5 billion people, I'm sorry, population. Ballots counted and reported all votes in one day. France, 66.6 million ballots counted and reported all votes on election night. Argentina, population, 46 million ballots counted and reported all votes on election night. Maricopa County, population, 4.6 million. We need 2 weeks to count and report all the votes, because we don't want folks to know the truth, who's actually won, so we can finagle the numbers as much as we can. Doesn't matter what they do. I don't think, they'll try. But the more people that see stuff like this, like the CNN Communist News Network town hall with Kamala Harris, you think folks love this?
Is there something you can point to in your life, political life or in your life in the last 4 years, that you think is a mistake that you have learned from?
I mean, I've made many mistakes, and they range from, you know, if you've ever parented a child, you know, you make lots of mistakes too. In my role as vice president, I mean, I've probably worked very hard at making sure that, I am well versed on issues, and I think that is very important. It's a mistake not to be well-versed on an issue and feel compelled to answer a question.
Did you get it? You guys want some more of Kamala? Do you want some more? No, don't show us any more. Well, I just want to torture. Just a little bit of torture for everyone for this showing Kamala how what an idiot she really is.
Regarding the rapid increase in the migrant population, how will you ensure that every immigrant is integrated into American society safely? What benefits and subsidies will you provide them with? And how long will these benefits and subsidies last for an individual? Most importantly, will the American citizens' taxes pay for these benefits and subsidies? And if so, how much money will be allocated?
Well, thank you, Jackson. Let's start with this. America's immigration system is broken, and it needs to be fixed. And it's been broken for a long time. And part of what we need to do is always prioritize what we need to do to strengthen our border. I will tell you, I'm the only person in this race among the two choices that voters have. I've personally prosecuted transnational criminal organizations in the trafficking of guns, drugs, and human beings. I have spent a significant part of my career making sure that our border is secure and that we do not allow criminals in and we don't allow that kind of trafficking to happen and come into our country. And as my opponent has proven himself, he would prefer to run on the problem instead of fix the problem.
Did she answer the question? How will you integrate immigrants into U.S. society safely? I prosecuted them. What benefits will you give them and what cost to taxpayers? Trump's bad.
Focused a lot more on Donald Trump, I think it's fair to say, than she did on many specifics in terms of what she would do.
If her goal was to close the deal, they're not sure she did that.
So they're turning on Kamala. Then she disappears for 1, 2, 3 days. Do you think there's a plan? Because they're all joining in together to call President Trump Hitler, and he's groping women again, and then Kamala disappears, and they're knocking her down. So almost appears like, I don't know, something strange is going on. What do you guys think? Sure lends itself to some mysterious plans might be in the works. So RFK Jr. just implied that Bill Gates donated $50 million to Kamala, right? We saw that. And then you head on over to more reporting, and you get into the human trafficking area. There's an ABC News reporter, Julia Chang, in 2017. It was a conspiracy theory that there's human trafficking, but then she had to report a literal human trafficker.
I guess just because sex trafficking is real doesn't mean the conspiracy theory around it is.
Well, I think there's plenty of evidence out there. I keep getting sent heinous videos all the time of children being trafficked.
The difference is not that child sex trafficking doesn't exist, but that there is a deep state conspiracy that is trafficking in these young children. Shocking arrest of the man who helped launch Abercrombie & Fitch to must-wear brand status. The accusers numbering more than a dozen. Their allegations horrifying.
Oh, these idiots just continue to show up over and over again. So the trafficking scaring everyone on the side of celebrity world, you know, the celebrity folks. Joe sits down with Jimmy Kimmel on MSNBC. He's concerned about Trump coming in and being elected. I wonder why.
Whether you're talking about democracy, you'd even look over the past week where Donald Trump's talking about arresting his political opponents.
Yeah.
He tried to pressure Disney because of your jokes.
He believes CBS should have their license revoked.
Because he doesn't like how they edited a 60 Minutes package. How concerned are you about what you do right now may have to change if Donald Trump is reelected?
Well, it won't change. I'm concerned, certainly. I think that it would be so un-American if he were to come after people who are speaking out against him.
Oh, it's un-American to go after the people who have been trafficking children on Epstein Island or have been to the Diddy parties there. Jimmy Kimmel, the one who's been caught on video doing heinous things and terrible things to women. Oh, yeah. Big trouble's coming. And he's trying to get folks to think, feel sorry for me when they take me away because I'm just an American like you and he doesn't like me because I say bad things about him. No, no. Nice try. They're a satanic worshiper. It's not going to work this time. Who else is out there that worships Satan that thinks that President Trump is going to come after him? Oh, John Legend. Check out what he says.
Is thinking about the actual issues that we face, knowing that there's a big wealth gap and having specific policies targeted toward fixing that. She's doing that,
right,
and her opponent is not doing it at all. And at the same time, her opponent is denigrating us, disrespecting us. Sometimes people talk about him and they just talk about how he's kind of impolite. Like he says things that he's not supposed to say. No, dig a little deeper. This man thinks we are inferior.
Yes.
He believes, when you notice when he talks about immigration, he's talking about black and brown people coming from the global south,
mm-hmm.
and he says they are opening up our gene pool. They are poisoning the blood of America. So what he's saying is the ideal version of America is a white America, and anytime brown people infiltrate America, they're messing up the blood of America. They're messing up the gene pool of America. And that takes us back to Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
That takes us back to eugenics. That takes us back to folks who believe there's a genetic hierarchy that's racially determined.
That race is superior to the other.
Yes. And I just can't imagine. It couldn't be me, a black man voting for somebody who believes so deeply that black men are inferior to him because we're black. I can't imagine doing it.
Right.
And I just don't see it happening in large numbers.
Yep. He says Trump wants to cleanse the blood of black men. And he calls him Hitler. Remember, they're all on the same page. John Legend collaborated on Diddy's last album, pretended to be shocked at the Diddy allegations just months ago. Every Diddy associate is coming out in support of Kamala Harris after the feds took all those tapes. They're terrified of how many black men and women are waking up to the sham that is the D party and their Democrat party and their blackmail rings. Are you awake yet?
Sean Diddy Combs, you were on his last album. Are you also feeling that the idea of the, you know, the abuse of women, domestic partner abuse, it needs to be really handled once and for all and not swept under the carpet as it has been for so long. Let's just say in your industry.
Oh, well, you know, I was horrified by the allegations that I heard about Mr. Combs and, of course, horrified by the video evidence that was released after that. But I was horrified.
Horrified. Maybe because you're in some of it. Or maybe that guy that you're with that claims to be a female making jokes about what they did with Obama in his house.
Public place, you did it. Is this the best or the worst? What did you do?
The best.
Okay, the best. Probably the Obama thing.
What? John! What's the oh God?
Oh God.
John?
What?
What is your wife talking about?
I don't know.
So for those that feel that shouldn't be placed out there for all to see, well, I'm going to let you know. Again, out in the open, they share what's going on. And it's sickening. Speaking of sharing what's going on, DC Lidstone has been trying to remind folks and get them to pay attention to this chart that President Trump keeps talking about. Remember when he turned his head to the right and the bullet missed him? Trump has said multiple times, the bottom arrow is when I left office. That's April of 2020 or spring of 2020, April or May. The military took over. They had to take over probably in 2020, spring of 2020. Remember, he keeps saying, that's when I left the office. Notice that the numbers for immigration started dropping, illegal immigration, boom, down to nothing, hardly. Look at this. See? 500,000 plus kids lost, perished, billions of dollars spent suffering of our most vulnerable right after that. Yeah, I didn't do that, he says. I left office. Otherwise, wouldn't I be responsible for all those children going missing, right? He hasn't said that, but that's what we're trying to get out and understand all of this. Notice what he says, remember, when it comes to those.
And remember that chart, my all-time favorite chart. Remember that chart. Look what happened, that arrow, all-time low in history. And then look it to the right. Look what happened literally the day they took over. It became a scene that nobody thought was possible, not in this state.
Literally the day they took over. The day they took over, does that mean they stepped off to the side, the military took over the operation, and all of a sudden there's this fight against the deep state, and all of a sudden the bad things started happening in this war that we're watching play out in front of us? I mean, they're doing all they can, but you know, behind the scenes, as this has been playing out, we know that around the world they had the BRICS meeting, right? It could be the next phase of a monetary reset on the earth. Biblical directions and understanding the times was given to us by Dr. Kirk Elliott. We have another interview coming out this Sunday, just to let you know. Silver went up 9% this week, folks, and I'm telling you, you got to go check out these videos where we have great conversations about what's going on and why precious metals are so important and biblical. Check this out.
Lowered interest rates by 50 basis points at the last meeting. He also indicated we're going to lower interest rates by 50 basis points in December, and a couple of times in 2025, we'll lower them another quarter each to each. Mm-hmm. Well, if we're lowering interest rates, don't you think that like credit card rates would come down? Mortgage interest rates would come down? They should.
Right.
They're lowering interest rates, but they're not. In fact, mortgage rates have been going up over the last week.
And so we talk about this and more, and banks have been shutting down again. You're going to catch all that this Sunday. But remember, amwino.com/gold. Below this video, you can click on that and reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and receive the support that you need from them. And so wanted to hear from Tucker again as we get closer to the end. He wants to tell us what's going on in his mind.
Here's my perspective. I think Donald Trump's going to win, which is amazing. And that's why I'm here. I'm not here because he's going to win. I'm here because I'm so thrilled by what I've watched over the past 9 years. This is the end of a redemption arc. I've really never seen anybody treated like Donald Trump was treated, ever. Anybody, ever. Attack him. I watched this all up close. Defame him. Indict him. Arrest him. Let him get shot in the face. And he's going to win anyway. Oh. It is a triumph. It's a triumph. The phrase triumph of the human spirit has been turned into a cliche by the people who write movie posters, but it doesn't make it any less real. Donald Trump's victory will be a triumph of the human spirit. It will be a triumph of Americans over the machine that seeks to oppress them. It'll be a middle finger wagging in the face of the worst people in the English-speaking world, who are our leaders. It will be a moral victory, the size of which I never thought I would live to see.
How about that, huh? Boy, we're watching this completely play out. They're falling apart everywhere. And the children are starting to learn and grow. And we raise up our children properly. We'll have moments like this. Check this out, folks.
Yo. You, mother, Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala.
Careful. Wait, is this your daughter?
Yes.
She said Donald Trump, you say Kamala Harris.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, and that's pretty nice.
That works. Trump is better.
Right, she says Trump is better. Awesome. What makes you think Donald Trump's better?
I think if North Korea comes
and they're trying to make us a wall, I think Trump will scare them away.
Oh my gosh, this might be the smartest young lady I've ever met. That was amazing. Oh my gosh, W's in the chat for that little girl.
W's in the chat for that little girl. Not for the mom, but it's mom. Kind of interesting. She's letting her daughter speak out. Huh. Pretty cool. Let's see. Others saw this video. There's going to be a little bit of a beeping over the curse words, but these are the folks that many probably have to deal with recently, you know, walking across your house, screaming and yelling at you because you support President Trump. Anybody have neighbors like this?
Hi. I want to know how you can vote. Shameful.
Are you the one that walks by here and always screaming at people?
No, I haven't walked by recently.
Okay, because a lot of people walk by and scream.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. You are voting for the devil. Don't you know that?
You're voting for the devil. Don't you know that? Talking about Trump.
No.
Why are you voting for him?
Because I believe he is the moral candidate.
Oh, my God. You for that one.
That's
moral?
Exactly right. That's how your side acts.
That's how your side acts when you guys get so upset.
That's he's the most guys... immoral person around.
In your opinion, that's okay.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Have a nice day. Have a nice day.
Everybody's opposed to you.
God bless you.
God bless you. She gets mad. And she walks away screaming and yelling and cursing. And remember, we were told, I forgot who the guy was, it was with Tucker, and he goes, we're going to have a huge problem on the mental side. They're going to need mental wards, hospitals built for these people that have been brainwashed into hating President Trump and loving the left and loving immoral activity and loving anything to do with just anti-God stuff. They're going to need help. Makes me wonder sometimes. Is that a human speaking, or is that something inside their body that's taken over? And they just have no self-control that we would definitely have if they were following our Heavenly Father. So listen to this. Cash Patel says President Trump restored civilian authority to the military chain of command.
So, Cash, I'm not quite sure why a presidential candidate comes out to react to a story in the way that she did, particularly a story that, even if it were true, is at least 4 years old. And not older than that, because John Kelly was gone as chief of staff not too far into the administration. And why would it come out now, just 13 days until Election Day?
Because they want to put President Trump and his powerful national security policy on defense. We are not going on defense. When President Trump was a commander in chief, he went on offense. He ended the forever wars. He crushed the narco traffickers. He brought home hostages. He ended child sex trafficking. And he was brave enough to use military assets in an expansive order to keep not only Americans safe, but the global world order safe. He made sure the DOD was no longer politicized and weaponized. Every one of the names she mentioned, all those individuals begged and auditioned to be in the positions they got. And when President Trump told them that the Department of Defense is a civilian chain of command, just like President Washington or our Constitution designated it to be, they did not like that. They were fighting off 60 years of the defense industrial complex owning the Department of Defense, and Donald Trump restored civilian authority to the chain of command. And he executed that when he asked for an investigation into Vanessa Guillen's death, tragic death, so we know what actually happened and so the military could provide her the full honors and designation she deserves. That's the commander-in-chief they want. What they want now is us to react to headlines, and I'm going to remind the world what Donald Trump did as our commander-in-chief, and I am going to remind the world that he was the one that did not politicize it and did not bend the knee to Washington, D.C., and the generals that have been going in and out of the defense industrial complex, raking in tens of millions of dollars off of another man's war and sending men and women to die for matters that aren't our own. That's what they are afraid of, that President Trump will restore the DOD to the civilian chain of command the Constitution demands and safeguard this world and our nation.
All right, Cash Patel.
All righty. Information continues to play its way out for all to see. Saw this also, that President Trump received a Purple Heart recently. Remember, he's commander-in-chief, and he was shot during combat, right? We're in a war, and this guy came up and handed it to him. Pretty cool.
Purple Heart, I want to present you for your injuries. What a great job you've done.
for our country. But I would like you to have that for, if that's my name, is that yours? Is it, yes, sir, it has my name in the back.
123, 123, thank you.
And that's the original. I can see that.
Yes, sir, it's got the...
Okay. It's amazing. Purple Heart given to President Trump. Well deserved. An emotional Donald Trump praises Jesus Christ for saving his life.
Back at my life's journey and events, I now recognize that it's been the hand of God leading me to where I am today. Thank you. And my faith took on new meaning on July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania, where I was knocked to the ground, essentially, by what seemed like a supernatural hand. And I would like to think that God saved me for a purpose, and that's to make our country greater than ever before.
Pretty amazing what we've been through, folks, this past year. Well, the past eight years now. What a phenomenal time to be alive, right? We are witnessing, just like we said in the beginning, thousands of people packing this house, the stadium, for President Trump. Not only that, they're gathering together, sitting together with one another, celebrating our nation in the wake-up call. Can you imagine? Anybody been to these and you sit next to folks and you're just not bored? You're talking to folks that are all awake and they realize just how bad our country really needs leadership once again. We need to restore a nation. And Tucker said something and I couldn't find the clip, but while he was up there, he said something that really resonated with me and I thought it was very powerful, in that for too long, for too long, those in the minority, right, the 2, 3, 4, 5 percenters of our country get everything they want, while the rest of us in our country who care about our nation, care about good morals and more, 95% of us never get what we want out of our nation. We the people don't get it. It's the 5%, they get their immoral acts, their transgender acts, their LGBTQ acts. They get anything they want that happens to do with immorality and destruction of our country. But those who really care about country have been ignored for too long, and it's about time that we get it all back and restore our nation for what it's worth. Greatest nation on this earth, I believe, put together by our Heavenly Father. We sent missionaries out to other countries for years and leading many to Christ, and I think we took God out of our country, and it's has shown. We took him out of our churches. The seminaries were replaced with terrible teaching that ends up at the pulpits in many of these congregations. And many were hurt and woke up through the COVID thing and realized, man, a pastor's making me wear a mask and forcing me, telling me I got to get shots. Well, woke up a lot of people on that end too. And they realized, you know what? I need the word of God. I need my to be with the fellow believers in my neighborhood. We're not taking this anymore. And they realized the value of our elections, putting the right leaders in to restore this country. May our Heavenly Father continue to guide and direct us.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your guidance, your direction. Thank you that we have direct access to your throne through your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross and is alive and well now. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, for he's guiding and directing our daily lives every second. We ask that for those that are out there still questioning their faith, that they would turn to you. They would be challenged to open up your word, to Heavenly Father's Bible, the love letter to us, and search out the scriptures to find and discover who you really are. Your love for us is tremendous. Your also chastening of our nation is tremendous, and you know exactly what you're doing at the right time. The revival of all the people coming to you now through these hardships has been amazing. We know we've got huge, huge battles ahead. We ask that you continue to keep us settled, strong through it all. We definitely need you. We need your guidance and your direction. We need your protection over our own families, over those in the front lines battle in this battle against the deep state and these evil ones. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, I hope that your remainder of your week goes well. Hopefully to have another video out for you tomorrow. And you guys hang in there, okay? We'll continue to hit that follow button, subscribe, and share if you would. And we thank you for your prayers. For now, this is LT saying, Semper Fi, with them we know. Signing out.
But they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee.
Right now, they are popping pills at Pfizer that Bobby Kennedy might run the FDA and the CDC, everybody. Right now, the warmongers in D.C. are shaking. They're trembling like a leaf. That Tulsi Gabbard might go in and expose the fraud of us sending $200 billion to Ukraine while our border remains wide open. The government gangsters, as Cash Patel would put it, that have robbed us blind, they're starting to get really nervous saying, is Elon Musk really going to come in and look at our budgets? Oh, you better believe Elon Musk is going to come in and look at your budgets. The Department of Government Efficiency czar.